parade. And if parade's not put off, I'll get brass back again. That's what I said. All B Company ignored me. I took up a big subscription, £4.08 t'was, and I went out to turn out job over. A Mulvaney and Uthris come with me. We tree raises the devil in couples generally, explained Mulvaney. Here, Uthris interrupted. Have you read the papers? Said he. Sometimes, I said. We had read the papers, and we put up a faked decoy tea, a seduction. Abduction, you cockney, said Mulvaney. Abduction or seduction, no great odds. Anyhow, we arranged to take and put Mr. Benira out of the way till Thursday was over, or he's too busy to rax himself about the parades. He was the man what said, we'll make a few rupees off of the business. We held a council of war, continued Mulvaney, walking round by the artillery lines. I was president, Learoyd was minister of finance, and little Uthris here was a blooming Bismarck. He made his old show pay. This interfering bit of a Benira man, said Mulvaney, did the trick for us himself. For on me soul, we had a notion of what was to come after the next minute. He was shopping in the bazaar on foot. It was drawing dusk then, and we stood watching the little man opening an eye to the shops, trying to introduce the niggers to mull him his bat. Presently, he shows up, his arms full of truck, and he says in a consequential way, sticking out his little belly, me good man, says he, have you seen the colonel?